And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of June, 2011. Today's Bloomsday, June the 16th. It was on this day, 1904. James Joyce and Nora Barnacle went on their first date. She was a chambermaid at Finn's Hotel in Dublin. She met Joyce a few days before. They took a walk together in Ringsend and may or may not have indulged in intimate things, but it was the start of a romance that would last for the rest of Joyce's life. And he commemorated the date in his novel Ulysses, a retelling of the Odyssey set in Dublin, all set on a single day, June 16, 1904. And the main character doesn't show up until the fourth chapter, which begins, "Mr. Leopold Bloom ate with relish the inner organs of beasts and fowls. He liked thick giblet soup, nutty gizzards, a stuffed roast heart, liver slices fried with crust crumbs, fried hen cod's roes. Most of all, he liked grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine." The house that Leopold and Molly Bloom lived in, number 7 Eccles Street, has since been torn down, but its front door is displayed at the James Joyce Center in Dublin. The first Bloomsday event took place in Paris, 1929. The book's publisher, Sylvia Beach, held a lunch. And the first real Bloomsday was observed in Dublin in 1954, when the publisher John Ryan led a group of writers, as well as James Joyce's cousin Thomas Joyce, a dentist, on a sort of drinking tour of Dublin. Today, Bloomsday is celebrated round the world, often with a breakfast of fried kidneys. There are pub crawls and street festivals, Irish music and food, public readings, dramatizations of Ulysses, and scholarly panel discussions. James Joyce once said, "I've put in so many enigmas and puzzles that it will keep the professors busy for centuries arguing over what I meant, and that's the only way of ensuring immortality." It's the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates, born Lockport, New York, 1938. Grew up on her parents' farm nearby. Parents were not educated, but they encouraged her in her passion for books and writing. Her grandmother gave Joyce her first typewriter when she was 14. Published her first short story collection, By the North Gate, 1963, the first novel in 1964, with Shuddering Fall. She's produced over 50 novels to date. Joyce Carol Oates once said, "A writer who has published as many books as I have has developed of necessity a hide like a rhino's, while inside there dwells a frail, hopeful butterfly of a spirit." Here's a poem for today by Dennis O'Driscoll, Middle Class Blues. He has everything, a beautiful young wife, a comfortable home, a secure job, a velvet three-piece suite, a metallic silver car, a mahogany cocktail cabinet, a rugby trophy, a remote-controlled music center, a set of gold clubs under the hall stand, a fair-haired daughter learning to walk. What he is afraid of most, and what keeps him tossing some nights on the electric underblanket, listening to the antique clock clicking with disapproval from the landing, are the stories that begin, "He had everything, a beautiful young wife, a comfortable home, a secure job, then one day." A poem by Dennis O'Driscoll, Middle Class Blues, from his new and selected poems published by Anvil Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.